I remember being in the car with Andy. He's my best friend. To this day, almost 50 years later, he's still my best friend. But on that day, almost 50 years ago, he was driving, I was in the car, and I felt the Lord tell me to tell him about Jesus. I was a young Christian. I was new. I didn't know how to express my faith, so I didn't. And I remember the feeling that overwhelmed me that day when I didn't acknowledge Jesus Christ in my life. And that's what you have to do. Before you can tell other people about Jesus, you have to acknowledge him in your life first. Now later, I did. And over the decades, I've watched him grow in Christ. And to this day, he is my best friend. We pray for each other, and we lift each other up. But I still remember that first time in the car with Andy, when I denied Jesus Christ. This scripture that we're reading is probably one of the most difficult scriptures. It's out of Luke 22. Having arrested Jesus, they led him away and brought him to the house of the high priest. But Peter was following at a distance. And they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together. Peter was sitting among them. And a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the firelight and looking intently at him, said, "This man was with him too." But Peter denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, another saw him and said, "You are one of them too." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." After about an hour had passed, another man began to insist, saying, "Certainly this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean too." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." Immediately, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had told him, "Before a rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. I remember that exact moment when I denied knowing Jesus Christ. In denying that you know Jesus, you do not proclaim the gospel. And what's been happening to you is that you can't deny Jesus anymore. God is putting you in courtyards. God is putting you in places, and people are looking intently at you, wanting to know if you know Jesus. And the truth is, you've already denied him multiple times, and you know it. And yet he has never, ever left you. What happens when you deny Christ? He does not leave you. In fact, you are now closer to him than you've ever been before. What happened to Peter after the death of Jesus Christ? After his resurrection? After he ascended into heaven, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is what it says in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, Men of Judea, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you supposed, but is only the third hour of the day. But this is what is spoken through the prophet Joel. It shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will grant wonders in the sky above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And Peter loved Jesus Christ that day. He acknowledged that he knew Jesus. And thousands of people repented and came to Jesus. Today, someone will look intently at you, and you will not deny Jesus. You will show them the love of Christ, and you will see the fulfillment of Scripture happening through you. Father, take your child today and let them acknowledge you publicly before others, and let those people come to know you. Amen.